This is Marketplace. I'm Kai Rizdahl. If you follow the housing market, even peripherally, you know that we are smack in the middle of a serious shortage of homes for sale. That's one reason the Case-Shiller Home Price Index that was out earlier this week, we talked about that. It had its biggest jump ever, prices up 14.6% in April compared to a year ago. Rents are climbing too nationally. Heather talked about this. So it would be fair to ask, how many more houses do we need to meet the obvious demand? There are estimates out there from just over 1 million housing units to more than 5 million. Marketplace's Amy Scott dug into the math for us and explains why it matters.
You've heard the big reasons for the housing crunch. Overbuilding before the Great Recession led many builders to fold when the market crashed. And now there are higher costs and shortages of land and skilled labor.
You know, you think about the carpenters, welders, plumbers. We've had a shortage of them for quite some time.
That's Atlanta Fed President Raphael Bostic speaking at an event yesterday called What Will It Take to Build 10 Million Units of Housing? It was hosted by Habitat for Humanity. CEO Jonathan Reckford says 10 million was meant to be provocative.
It was to signal that, look, we have a massive housing shortage, and we've got to think differently about opening up supply because this is a full crisis now.
Right now, builders are only finishing about 1.5 million housing units a year. The National Association of Realtors says that leaves us short about 5.5 million based on historical building averages. Freddie Mac put the number at 3.8 million. Chief economist Sam Cater looked at population growth, household formation, the need to replace aging homes, and demand for second homes.
Many of these other approaches use different sources of data, different assumptions, different methodologies. But I think the one thing they all agree on is we have a large shortage.
But Brad Dillman, chief economist with the builder Cortland, estimates we're short just over 1 million housing units, which would take only 4 or 5 years to catch up.
So by my estimate, the absolute last thing you'd want to do would be to launch an expansionary housing policy right now.
He says doing too much to stimulate building could lead to a glut, which is part of what got us into this mess in the first place. I'm Amy Scott for Marketplace.